T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Over the weekend, this came up. It was men taking paternity leave. And the reason it came up is because a government official, I think he's in charge of transportation in the country, he's been off the job for the past 2 months, and we have all these shortages and all these backlogs in these ports and whatever. So the guy's catching heat. But nevertheless, just the men taking paternity leave debate also surfaced. And I guess different companies have different policies. I don't know what our policy is here.
How many, so you have what, 4 kids?
I have 4 kids.
So how much maternity did you take for each one?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the first 3, because they're older, I can't really remember, but I'm sure it was no more than a day or two.
Yeah.
And then when Frog was born, now he's only 3, I took 1 day. He was born on a Saturday.
Oh, my God. You need to take more than 1 day.
I don't feel like she wanted me in the house.
Well, that's probably true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not sure she wants me there now.
Well, I think she does because we need some help. And so that's what maternity leave is also about, and paternity, is we need some help, man. So we need you there so I can have a break and a shower.
But for 6 weeks, do you need me?
Yeah.
6 weeks. Yeah. You want the guy to stay home, too.
Yep, so I can go get my nails did.
Yeah. Now, you said it went just a little bit ugly over the weekend. What do you mean? I didn't see where it went ugly. Well, I just saw back and forth debate.
Because people were saying he shouldn't have taken it because of the way they kind of... And I'm like, it's a human. You never get this chance again with a human. It's a brand new human in your house, and you have to figure it out. And so it's so stressful that I agree with it. I think he should take paternity. I think every guy should take. It's a lot. There's a human. You made a human.
Mm-hmm. Well, and don't you want to bond with your
yes,
baby?
Yes, yes, and you made a human. It's a human. It's terrifying.
But should, for 3 months?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I mean, that's what his leave is going to be. Yeah. It's going to be for 3 months.
That just
seems like a long time to me.
I can't believe you didn't take it.
For 3 months?
Yeah.
I'd been fired, probably.
Well, wait, is it 3 months now?
I think our policy is 6 weeks.
I think it varies. It's 6 weeks.
Some places are 6, some are 12. Yeah.
His is 3 months?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a lot. But 6 weeks I totally agree with.
Yeah. Well, he's been out for over 8 weeks now.
Oh, he has? So,
yeah, and says he will continue to take the rest of his time.
Now,
that's where the debate came up. Okay. But I don't know. I think when I had my kids, for the most part, I don't think most men took it. And if you did, you did. I don't really care one way or the other. It's to each his own. It's according to how you feel about it, right?
Yeah.
Between you and your wife or whatever.
I'm for it. I think that, you know, because I swear to God, that first 6 weeks, I don't even know who I was. Like, I don't even know what was happening. BJ, it is so, like, it's a human.
Yeah.
Like there's a person in your house
that
needs you at 24/7, and you're so freaked out about it, and you're so worried it's going to break, that thing is, and you're just like, it doesn't leave. It's right here. It's, like, terrifying. And so to have a guy there with you to give you support and, like, literally, oh, my God, I'll never forget this.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got to take a shower, right? So I'm like, I trusted his dad. I was like, I got to take a shower. I stink so bad. I have been in these clothes for literally 3 weeks at this point. And I'm like, I got to take a shower. So I'm taking a shower. I finally take a shower. It's the glorious day ever. Oh, my God. And I hear this. How long are you going to be in there? The baby's crying. Oh, my God.
It could take 5 minutes.
Not 5 minutes. Oh, my God. I was so mad. I was so mad. I got out of the shower, got my clothes on, and I left the house.
Yeah.
I was that mad.
Yeah, I get you, because we have about 2 minutes with the baby, and we're done.
Right?
2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes, and I'm done, okay?
Yeah, so why is everybody mad at him, though?
Because he's the transportation secretary, and because we have such a backlog in the ports and truckers and all this stuff, that you're in charge of that. That's what you're in charge of, and we're coming up on a holiday season where they're saying that the crisis is going to only worsen, and yet this guy is not even on the job.
But isn't he?
And
like,
never appointed anyone to be on the job.
I bet he's on his computer. I mean, you know, it's not like...
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be there with his job.
Things with us a little different as far as with me and Frog and even the other three boys. Is because I do a morning show. So you're home by 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, right? So it's not like a typical situation for me when the kids were born. So I didn't really have a need to take all that time off.
Well, yeah, and it's like you said, she doesn't really like you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. Right.
She needs a break from him.
I'm telling you, she didn't want me there the first day I took off.
But you know what? It is crazy, though, after the 6 weeks, because I took 6 weeks, you can't wait to get back to work and leave that child with somebody.
I can imagine, yeah.
Because I had a nanny, and I was just like, bye.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, right?
He seems to do okay.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.